Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. The best judge ever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. What choices did you make today? Did you choose what to wear, what to eat, and what to do first this morning? Did you decide to brush your teeth or make your bed? We make tons of choices every single day. Some choices are easy, like brushing your teeth, please do. Others, like picking out clothes, can feel like a big deal. Just like you make choices, there are people whose whole job is to make really important choices. They're called judges. In a courtroom, a judge listens to both sides of a story and chooses if someone is guilty or innocent. During Advent, we remember something important. One day, Jesus will come back, and it will be Judgment Day. Everyone, every person who ever lived, will stand before him. Jesus will decide where we spend forever. That can sound a little scary, right? Jesus knows everything. He knows every thought, every word, every action, even the ones we hope no one ever finds out about. If Jesus were a mean or unfair judge, that would be terrifying. But guess what? He isn't mean. He isn't unfair. He is the best judge. In the Bible, Isaiah tells us something amazing about Jesus. He will not judge by what he sees or hears, but with righteousness he will judge. That word righteousness sounds big, but it simply means Jesus always does what is right. Every single time. And here's the best news. On Judgment Day, you don't have to be scared, because the judge is also your defender. Jesus took your punishment on the cross. He gave you his perfect life as a gift. So when Jesus looks at you, he says, "Not guilty, forgiven, mine forever." That's why Judgment Day isn't scary at all. For believers, it's the day Jesus welcomes us home. We pray to our Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for being a judge who always does what is right. When I start to feel nervous about Judgment Day, remind me that you already took my punishment and forgave all my sins. Help me trust you and look forward to the day you bring me home to heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.